From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
In this week's program, we highlight an entity that has been sharing the love in partnership with the Child Development Agency to assist children in state care. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds.
The United States-based group Embracing Orphans is a nonprofit organization that raises support each year for the implementation of programs and projects which boost the work of the Child Development Agency, CDA. This partnership, over 8 years strong, has seen significant benefits, particularly to children's homes all across the island. Board Chairman of Embracing Orphans, Carl Robansk, says members of the group have a special love for the people of Jamaica.
Jamaica is our true love and friend, and this is the only country that we work with.
The organization raises an average of $100,000 annually, which is channeled into programs and projects. Embracing Orphans also organizes team service trips geared towards maintaining the projects, educating staff in the children's homes, and the implementation of new programs for the residents. The work of the team has impacted the lives of hundreds of wards of the state, from babies right up to those who are about to branch off on their own.
And assist in things they already have developed, such as the Child and Family Support Unit, their children's homes, and also girls that are transitioning out of state care.
Thanks to the partnership between the CDA and Embracing Orphans, several female wards of the state, 16 to 18 years old, who are preparing to exit state care, have a place they can call home. The facility, located in St. James, has the capacity to accommodate approximately 20 girls.
The Father's House doesn't stop here as far as our connection with it. We attend to maintenance as well as assisting in some of the financials of it, including a reimbursement for the lead house mother's salary to the Child Development Agencies.
Trying to keep your head up to the sky.
Embracing Orphans has a number of other projects geared towards supporting young people.
We have young adult sponsorship for girls that have exited care. One currently is part of our young adult sponsorship and received the William Nibb Scholarship. She is receiving 2 years of free education in the States in college. She's attending Walla Walla Community College, and also her living expenses are paid. There's a possibility of renewing that as well.
Board Chairman of the Embracing Orphans organization, Carl Robansk. The group meets the needs of the children of Jamaica through the work of volunteers and partnerships organized by its board. They also have partnerships with Kids Around the World, Jamaica Relief Ministries, and Jamaica Young Life. And plans are already in place to continue their charitable work through the building of a new place of play for children later this year. That's all we have time for in this week's program. Tune in next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Yes, man. I saw the place we look clean all the time. Me just wish there saw Mr. Keith would have kept fee in place. All them heap a whole sin thing them have thrown down. See how the rainwater se clean of them? And them things they breed mosquito. Me I go tell him self make we help him clean up.
You really are going to do that, Cherry?
Of course.
You have time.
You think so? The mosquito them are going to hunger might be Sakita and left with coffee we had clean? All are we at risk of mosquito disease, like chickvee and dengue and the new one, we name Zikvee. So we better prevent mosquito breeding.
True. Can we call him? Mr. Keith!
Mosquito prevention is everybody's business. Protect yourself from Zikvee. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Sponsored by NHF.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.